Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to come back one more time on Blog Talk Radio just to reach the world for Christ. So we want you to join right in with us and be with us, sure to saving. And the number that is to call in on is 347-308-8524. So we want you to call in and be with us here and just speak what the Lord has laid upon your heart to speak, and maybe someone out there somewhere in the world will be touched and be blessed, and maybe they'll learn that they can be saved. You know, that's what the most important thing is the greatest miracle is salvation. That's what we were talking about tonight. You know, that's the only way that we can get into the kingdom of God is being saved, being washed in the blood of Jesus. So, we want you just to go into the service with us and call in here at 347-308-8524. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time and just ask God to move and just to touch and stir the hearts of people out there in the radio land across the world. So as we go to the Lord in prayer at this time, we want you to just join with us and call in. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you once again. God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity, Father, to reach the world for you, God, and just to lift you up. Father, you say, if I be lifted up, that I draw all men unto me. And Father, we know that we're just lifting up your name, God, not ours. Father, we have no power of our own, but God, you have all power tonight in heaven and earth. Father, we know that you give all your power to your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we're just asking you right now, God, that you'll just touch and stir the hearts of people, Father. Lord, meet every need, God, and that you'll just speak the words for this next few minutes, God, over the wave. God, that will touch them, Lord, and that will move for them and give them a miracle that they need, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, God. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. We want to read a scripture here tonight. You'll find this in Acts 4 and 12. I know we read it last week, but we're still speaking about the greatest miracle ever was as salvation. So we'll go ahead and take this caller. It's 516. Go ahead and you're on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, men of God and women of God. How are you all doing? This is Apostle Victor Eberson of Hour of Celebration Talk Show, also the Blog Talk, which is aired on Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the link is HOCB Radio, and then you plug it. I thank God for you. And I thank God for the listeners who are really eager to hear something from the Lord, and I believe they're going to get it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad to have you in here with us tonight, brother. Just
want
you to feel free just to speak up and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth and speak the word that God has given you. Now, I said we're still continuing on the greatest miracle ever was is salvation, and so right here in Acts and 12, it says, neither is there salvation, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, there's no other name given under heaven today that where we must be saved but through the name of Jesus. And you know, that's the only way, brother, that anybody can get into the kingdom of God. We've all got to go through Jesus, because he said, I'm the door. And you know, we can't go up no other way but go through him. And I thank God today that we can, and that we got somebody that loved us yet while we were still sinners, that he died on the cross, that you and I could come to him and come into the kingdom of God and have life. You know, without him, we wouldn't have no life. Without him, mankind has got life. And I praise God for it.
Praise Amen. God.
Obey the Lord there. Speak what you feel like speaking, brother.
Yes, I thank God for you as you were reading that scripture. Thank God for you as being obedient to the Lord to really emphasize on these. This is the gate way to another world. Right now, the world is tottering and swinging on the line back and forth. And it's not going to be any easier. So the door to the most secure place has been now open. And I know many people have gone in through many doors. Doors of religiosity, of churchianity, if I may use the word. Because many people have been in church and they're not saved. And a typical example, a man of God was in a synagogue and was not saved. And many are listening right now. Some of them went and they were not sent. So before you went, you have to be sent. And for you to be sent, you have to be acquainted with the sender.
Amen.
And it is none other than Jesus Christ. The one God has only given permission to send people to heaven.
Amen.
You know. That Mohammed don't do it. Thank God for the zeal of them, but some of them are zealously wrong. And I pray that anyone who is of the Islamic sect, you can now. I know they have a forceful way of making people do what they don't want to do. They see Jesus doesn't do that. He frees you by your will so you can choose. Otherwise, we would have all been born again, given our lives to Jesus. So it's good that you put this, because the days ahead of us are not going to be any easy. But only for those who are in Christ Jesus, we still have an easy moment, but this uneasy moment could become very easy any moment. Even as we hold our peace, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Progressive salvation. Positional salvation. We came to Christ progressive. We continue to see manifestation of the saving power of God in every area. Financial, spiritual, mental, physical, and above all, spiritual. When we will be shuttled into the kingdom of heaven himself. Glory to God.
Speaking of brother, I just don't understand how people, you know, think that all these others is going to work. You know, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. And you know, and he says, if they try to come up any other way, that's the same as a thief and a robbery. And you know, we know that ain't no thief and no robbery going to get into the kingdom of God. And how can they come up with all these other false gods, which they come up with that, you know, whenever Aaron come up with all that stuff, you know, whenever Moses went up into the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, and he come back and all down there worshiping idols, things like that, but, you know, and golden calves. I don't understand how that people, as much gospel has been preached, it looks like people would not be deceived by all that stuff. But, you know, of course, the God of this world have got people's eyes blinded. That's the reason why they're being deceived, that they can just worship idols or anything else and think they're doing good, but they ain't none good, none but Jesus. And the only way that they're going to get there is come back to the landmark and realize they got to come to the cross and realize, you know, a lot of times I just get down and just cry and talk to God and say, God, just let that blood that flowed from your side on the day that this Roman soldier pierced you in the side, let that blood just flow over me one more time, you know. I think a lot of times we have to go back and just, you know, even though we've been Christians, we still need to go back to God and cry out to Him and say, Lord, just let that blood that you lost out of your side flow over me. And, you know, without the blood, there's no way, there's no remission of sin.
That's right.
And the only way is come through the bloodline, come through the blood of Jesus. And, you know, and I just praise God that God has made it possible that we can go through the that we can go through the bloodline.
Yes,
and
yes.
Come back to Jesus. Praise God. The
gold
calves, the doves, and all of them things that was offered up back then. As we said there last week, you know, it was only good for 1 year, but the blood of Jesus is good throughout eternity.
Amen.
His blood will never run short. It'll never be slack. It's for all mankind that will come to Him.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. I tell you, it is very, very vital, like you were saying. Many people can gain their salvation and get back by the deception of the enemy and start doing what they were saved from. And when you say somebody, they say, I'm saved. Maybe they think by church membership or catechism or, putting their name in the register that makes them a saved person. This is very, 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 very serious matter, because we don't want to get at last at the gate and Jesus will say, depart ye from me, for I know ye not. See, we want to make sure He says, welcome in, because I did save you. You identified yourself with me. And at a given time, Jesus was asking the people, who do men say I am? I believe the church or the believers should begin to ask themselves, who do men say Jesus is?
Amen.
And then what do we ourselves think He is? Some of us may give very queer definition. Peter, by the inspiration of the Father, said, thou art the Son of the Most High God. That means there was a time when Adam was the Son of God and Adam was lost. But now, here comes a Son, and this Son has come to duplicate Himself in other sons that were away. I call that a tattooing on those that were tattooed with condemnation, tattooed with the death. He tattoos them with life, and death tattoo is gone forever. So it's a great, great privilege that each one listening to the show tonight, if you're not saved, check your salvation again. Not grandma's salvation, not grandpa's salvation, not daddy's or mommy's salvation. Everybody has to face salvation, face on by themselves. Know that you are indeed saved, and not just anything wishy-washy. You know that you know that you know that something has started brewing good inside of you. Not just any goose bump on the outside, but something on the inside. Peace that passes human understanding. And this peace will keep anyone in the times we're about to get into right now. They're going to be the best time, but the best time for those who already gone through the training and become adapted, saved people. Glory to God.
Got another call in right here, 228. Go ahead and come on there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Bryant from South Mississippi.
Oh.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Glad to have you on here with us, Brother Brian.
Yeah, I was just listening to what y'all said, and just it's been on my mind tonight. It had to be put there by God. It's in His Word. It's in Galatians. It's the sixth chapter, starting the seventh verse. Be not deceived. Jesus warned us over there. Be not deceived. Many false Christs are going to come at you. But He said, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For
right.
He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But
that's
he that
right.
soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not be weary in good doing. I mean, my God, you look over here. I tell you, God cannot look up on sin. It says here, adultery. 17 works of the flesh. Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanness. Now, this uncleanness in the Greek, ekklesia, whatever is opposite of purity, including sodomy, homosexual, lesbianism, pedestrian, bestiality, and all other forms of sexual perversion, you will find your Paul said there is no, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You shall not receive God. You will not see the portal of glory if you do this.
Praise God.
And brothers, I'm telling you, the world we're living in, I do believe that we're in the last hours or the last days. In fact, if we go beyond 12, it was going to surprise me.
You're right.
The nation that the prophet Ezekiel said is lined up against Israel is lined up now.
That's right. That's right. It's time to be awake.
Amen.
And it's time to get a hold of the Word of God, the newspaper from heaven that has current news. Very current.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Preach it,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah, people read from all kinds of newspaper, listen to CNN and all. News in journalism is no news except it has bad omen things. See, no one as Jesus said, go preach the good news. Take the good news and erase the bad news. Rather, the world has bad news trying to erase the good news. Believers, let's get up. Those of us who know we have this salvation already set in our system, get it, get going. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you faint not. Many are fainting because of what I was reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 24. It said, iniquity shall abound, and because of that, many whose love is stirring within the flesh and spirit will wax cold. But anybody whose love is rooted upon the spirit cannot wax cold. Brother, wax hotter, wax very hot. Because the Bible says, where sin abound, grace abound much the more. God is about to pour out grace without measure. And for no one of us to make excuses and say, there are too many of sinners around me. We have power that surpasses every power.
Amen, brother.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, it says over here, Paul said, come out from among them, be your separate, and I'll be your God. And it says right here in Matthew, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
That's right.
I mean, brother, there's things we're going to have to do to see God, and there's things we have got to shun to the world. We have got to put the devil and the world down and pick up the cross and follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Man, praise God. Stay,
That's
it. We've got a bunch of them blinded where the, you know, they think that if they can just live any way and every way and still, you know, mention his name every now and then, and they're going to be all right with God. But, you know, as you said there, you know, we've got to come out from amongst this world. And the thing comes is, you know, a lot of the Christians, you know, are trying to live in a lukewarm position. He said, I would rather that you would be cold or hot than lukewarm. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Exactly what he said.
We get up there, and he spews us out. We're not on the inside. And we're going to have a destination. It's going to be a lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. And, you know, I'd rather be hot myself, not just lukewarm. You know, people live a halfway life and just live a miserable life. I've said a lot of times, you know, people just got just enough of the Lord about them just to live miserable. But we don't have to be miserable.
No.
We don't have to run around.
He said we're children of the light. And
yes.
Look here now. Look here. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, bearing, emulsion, wrath, and sedition, heresy, envy, murder, and drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not, I emphasize again, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now that's God's word, that's not my word. That's in Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 19th to the 21st verse. And that's God's word.
Yes, it is.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Brothers, I'm telling you something. People said I went to the altar last night and I got it all, boy. Well, you better get all you can. Can all you can get, brother. We're in the last days.
That's right. That's right. Amen. The book of Psalms tells us the way to Psalms chapter 1. You see, we're in the last days. There are scoffers. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
As the things we have times ahead that God has put to just drain the flesh out of circulation. And people will be asking for counsel from all kinds of things. Some will go to the graveyard to ask counsel from the dead. And if you're doing that, listening to this show, cut it up right now. Some will go on the way of witchcraft, Ouija board, tarot cards, palm reading, fortune telling, because at times God did not allow this time for us to go deeper south. Then we go higher up north. Glory to God. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor seated in the seat of the counsel, the scornful. One is, two is stand, and the third one is seek. See, people who are supposed to be going, say, don't stop. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, this is to talk to every believer now, because we want to see manifestations of the sons of God today. Manifest yourself, because you can't manifest on your own. But when we connect with the Lord, we can do that. When we stop walking, what happens? We begin to obtain counsel from the wrong source, and that counsel will make us see that and tell us that this world is our lasting city. Abraham was not shown a lasting city. He said he was promised a city whose builder and architect is the Lord.
Amen.
And that's where salvation kept going. That brother did not stop. Nothing, not even money could stop him. Not even nothing. That's where blessing is going to come to the house of God. There's going to be a wealth transfer. How would we handle it if we're not rooted and grounded yet? And then he said,
well, brother,
and then
I like to say it like this. I preach it like this. You got a power line running to your house. got a lamp there. That lamp is not going to do nothing. You plug into the main source. That's just like us. We can do nothing that we plug into the main source. Jesus says, you can do nothing without me.
Amen.
You plug into that power and let your light shine, brother. I mean, don't walk in a sinful, lustful state. I mean, you walk in a perfect way before God, and you will see revelation after revelation come forth in your life. But you get away from God, you're going to see damnation and everything else.
Well, the scripture, you know, teaches the ways of a transgressor is hard. I'm sad to say that I tried that once. And I'm not to be so, because...
Brother, I think I always have an apple out of that sack.
I could see every service that I had been in, and when the Lord had done something great, saved a soul or healed somebody that I'd been in contact with and praying for and things like that, you know, I could see them. I missed them. I desired to get back to them, but, you know, yet the darkness kept me out there. You know, sin will take you deeper and keep you longer than you meant to stay. But whenever we realize that we can come back and say, Lord, here I am. Just forgive me of my transgressions. The Lord is willing to forgive us and to cleanse us and start us on a new journey again. And it takes a while to work ourselves back up to where that we was at. When we see it, all these miracles and all these things are happening. And, you know, I regret getting away from the Lord. And I guess I know everybody else does, because if they was really and truly born again, they're miserable what they're out there in the world, even though it don't matter what you're doing or what you want to do or what you try to do, you can never come take the place of the blessings of God.
Amen, brother.
Because it's not out there.
But it's just like Paul.
It's just
like Paul says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. But you've got to let the Spirit of God rule your life. The flesh cannot rule your life. If you sow into the flesh, you're going to sow into corruption, brother.
Amen.
Praise God.
I want to let Tim sing a song here, and I'm going to take a break just for a minute. Everybody just stay on the air and keep your thoughts and keep your mind up on the Lord, and anybody wants to call in on 347-308-8524. We'll get back with you there in a minute. So Brother Tim sang this song. Just worship the Lord with him.
Praise God.
you know, that's something that we definitely need to know, that we are saved.
Amen.
Praise God. I've got another scripture here. Hebrews 2:3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first beginning to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by him that heard him. You know, that's one thing, you know, we know that salvation is something that has been given to us, and we can't refuse it if we want to get into the kingdom of God. And that's one thing, you know, that my goal is, I've got my heart made up. That's a song they sing a lot of times, and my foot set on the rock. I'm going into the kingdom of God.
Right. Amen, here's another, brother.
Right, here's another verse, 2 Peter 3, 9, 9th chapter and verse 13. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, for not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to repentance. You know, that's one thing God is wanting us to do is, you know, it's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And you know, the Lord made it possible for that when he went to the cross, that he made it possible that we could have life and have it more abundant through him on the cross, you know, and that's my goal, is to reach the world. That's my goal, is to tell somebody out there, you know, the good news that Jesus died on the cross, that the greatest miracle that ever was, that he died on the cross, that we could have life and have it more abundant.
And, amen.
I was just thinking, brothers, last week, I don't know who it was, but it was some lady in there. She never did call in, but she signed in there some way or another, that we found out that she was just trying to get information. And, you know, and that's what we've been on this makes the third week on salvation. Just hoping and praying that she gets the message that she needs and the answers that she needs, that she can use them for herself or to where that she's trying to take them to. And of course, we had others that was tuned in there, and it didn't say exactly what they were looking for, but that one said she was looking for just information. And I thank God, you know, that there are some people out there looking for something. And the scripture to them that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I praise God, you know, we might be the one that has the word that will give them the answer that they're looking for. And I know if they'll take the word of God and take the scriptures that we give them each week, that they can have the answers, and they can receive from heaven, and they can receive from God, because this is his word. You know, Jesus told Satan the wire, said, it's written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And if people will take this word and place it in their heart and their spirit, they can live, you know. That's what it's going to take, is this word. And I praise God for it.
Praise God.
Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. Praise God for that word. It flashed through my spirit to let people know, because I believe from the onset, Acts chapter 4, verse 2 up, that was almost kind of a debate which source is the right source. But my mind is going after a lot of people who do not know, have not come to the knowledge of the fact that a Savior has been created. You see, this persecution, why this point of Acts 4:12 came into existence was because the people who think they have another way, they were questioning the disciples when they were persecuting them. And then they boldly declared. You see, that's why it's good to be intimate with the Master. Know him for yourself intimately. But my heart is going after thousands out there, or millions who have not come close to the gate. Just let me just read for them a good love letter that was written from heaven, from the book of John, chapter 3, from 16. You see, God is in the giving business, but the devil is in the deceiving. Receive, receive. You see, we better receive. Many are looking for the externals. You see, until we receive the internal, the external won't come. This is to the believers and non-believers. Now, I say John 3:16, for God so loved the world. My God, this world is already crashing out. Today, stock market did not do well. You know, things of hurricane and all this thing. He still loves it. But particularly, he's loving his picture. His image, you know, we are the image of God, not just the flesh form of us, but the spirit form that is covered by the flesh. You know, some of us are imprisoned in our own houses. The world that he gave his only begotten son, the word underlining gave, God has given, let's receive. And Christmas is coming, and we start here the jingle, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. When many years ago, a baby was born in Bethlehem, the worst place a man could ever think of going to be born. He was born there. That means God is willing to be born in any worst state of heart. So be open. See, God, begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. There's a perishing with the giving. If you did not receive it. So perish, but have a blessing. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Believing on him is not condemned. There are many people out there who are looking so gorgeous, have money in the bank overflowing. They have an X-mark on their back or their forehead. They're living the life, but dead living. You don't need to live that kind of a life. You can be alive today by accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. See, but he that believes not is condemned already because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Acts told us there is none other name. Number 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because it is they want to associate themselves with the company that do not expose stuff. Just cover up, but cover up will not be too long. There will be an exposure. So it's time, beloved. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, it said people get out here and they try to show their works of their own self, their flesh, they get high and mighty. But Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the whole world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. You've got to be, when Jesus died, I died. When Jesus resurrected, I was resurrected. My God, I'm one of his. And that's what we got to be, not a part-time Christian. You said a while ago, he'll spew you out of his mouth. You've got to be there. You got to answer the call. You got to do what the old book says. If you can't obey the book, you won't see God.
Amen, brother.
Now, that's pure and simple.
Amen. But you know, as brother was speaking there a while ago, Brother Bobby, you know, me and you had a talk this week. And we were talking about how people was about Christmas, you know. And, you know, there'd be thousands of kids will never hear the name of Jesus. All they'll hear is Santa Claus through this time, through this season. And, you know, as I was sharing with you that I don't know if this is true or not. It could be, but I heard this to be the truth. And they said there was a 16-year-old girl. Her mother and them had always taught her that there was a Santa Claus. And when she found out that there wasn't no Santa Claus, what disappointed her. And she was in church. And she was there in the church, and they come back and asked her to come up to the altar and pray and seek God and make it right with the Lord. And she said, you know, she said, I've always heard all of my life that there was a Santa Claus. And said, I found out that there wasn't. And said, I was disappointed. I said, now you're trying to tell me that there's a Jesus. I said, I had never seen him. And said, that could be just a fairy tale to me, too. And she wrote in a song book just before she left church, almost persuaded me, just, you know, just like the king told Paul, so just almost persuaded me that I'm a Christian tonight. But anyway, she went on down the road a little ways from the church. She had a car wreck, and some of the people was the church coming along and found her down there, and they asked her about praying, and she still refused to pray, but she died. Because she said that she'd always heard that there was Santa Claus, and there wasn't there. And, you know, that get in people's minds, just like that young girl, and, you know, and nobody has ever, you know, well, I don't know how to explain this, but I know that Jesus is visible to anybody. If they just look around and see the trees, the flowers, and the wind, and all of that stuff, and God makes himself visible to us, to the
Amen.
People seen. And it's a sad situation that we tell our kids that there's a Santa Claus, and they get up old enough, they find out that they ain't, then they may take the same message that that girl took. How do I know that there's a Lord? How do I know that I got somebody I can call upon and get saved? You know, it's a sad situation. People need to go back to the landmark and say, look, kids, we'll give you the gifts for your Santa Claus, but Jesus was born in Bethlehem as a babe and laid in the manger and grew up for 33 and a half years and died on the cross that you and I could have life. We've got to go to him. Everything's in him. But you see, people, the world don't want to do that. They've got all these dolls and things out. And I heard this week that they've got a doll out now that they've Kmart is still leaving on the shelf. And it's saying that Muslim is the light. Israel is the light. And you see that's and Walmart took some of Walmart took them off the shelf. And it's been right here in Dalton, Georgia. And it's sad that they're putting things like that out for our kids to hear, and they'll and little 3 and 4 year old kids sitting and listen to that over and over and over, that his mom is or however you pronounce that name is life. It's sad. Somebody's gonna have to give an account because they're deceiving their own children, and that's what's wrong with the world today. We're letting things like that go on at deceiving our own kids. And Kmart said, well, they can bring the dogs back if they're dissatisfied with them for full refunds. Why let them get out to start with? They'd be hundreds of parents will never listen to see what that dog even says and how their kid deceived.
Brother, I know we ain't got a little time. Can I read you something out of God's Word?
Yes, go ahead.
Therefore, and see, we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But
that's
we
right.
have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now this
yes.
go along right with you saying, and whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine among them. And that's what you were just saying, brother. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. But this summed it up right here. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and that sums it up.
Amen.
Right there.
Praise
God. And like you were just saying about the flowers, the birds, and you can see God. You can see God at work. Man can't do this.
Right. Well, I had a few years back, I had the pleasure to witness to a guy that was from one of them foreign countries, and he said that if there wasn't no God, he said that the government's what hung the earth up, what hung, so they had sprinklers up there, and he said as the world turns, he said, you'd go through these sprinklers and you'd have hard sprinklers, you'd have soft sprinklers, and you'd have just some mist. He said, that's as the world turned through it, so that's the reason the way we got our rain. I said, no, man, you're wrong there, because God sends the rain down from heaven. And I said, he hung this world out here. And I said, he spoke the words, and I said, and brought all this into existence. I said, God did this. I said, no, man done it. He said, oh, yeah, I said, man done it. And he couldn't answer the question about how the trees get here and all that. But, you know, the people that's out there, that's in that there, they need to realize, hey, there's something brought all this around. And it's not man, because man wasn't here before God was. I've read over there in Genesis where there was somebody said, let us make man.
Yeah.
And when he said, let us make man, man wasn't here then.
No.
But he formed man out of the dust of the earth. Then he breathed into his nostrils, and he become a living soul. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He become a living soul. And when he become a living soul, he seen man need to help me. And he caused man to go to sleep, put a deep sleep up on him, and took a rib out of his side and made woman. And he said to Adam, he said, name her. And Adam said, woman. Because she's a rib from my rib. And, you know, I don't know why that the devil has blinded people and people have received a message that's not of God. And that's what's going on today in this world. They're being blinded. They're being deceived. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That's my goal, is to try to reach them people and to tell them, hey, there's a man that called Jesus, that gave his life that I might have life. that you might have life. All you've got to do is to believe on him. Like Brother Victor was reading there a while ago in John 3. You know, God so loved the world, the greatest love letter that he could ever wrote, that God so loved the world that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's all God's wanting to do. He's wanting us to realize, hey, you can come to my son and just ask him to forgive you, and he will forgive you of your sins. He'll forgive you of your trespasses. It's just that simple.
Mm.
And I praise God for it.
Yeah, he's a saving Jesus, brother.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is serious. The safest way, safest place to be is not to fly from here to one island somewhere in the world. That is also under condemnation. The safest place to be is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, becomes a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all new. Yes, we just went through election, and we have a lot of slogan about changes, and I appreciate that. And that makes me feel that people are getting to the point where they can now take the change that comes from heaven. I hope we don't stick with the change that we try to put together on the earth.
You know,
Jesus, I have come to give life and to give it to us more abundantly. I pray that somebody listening to this show around the world get live and get it now, because it's at your disposal. Get it now. Just say, Jesus, come in and shut the door and let Jesus stay, become the boss of your home and lead you on your way. Hallelujah.
Let me read this right here. It's come from the Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto the man. The devil, I just read it to you over there in Corinthians. He has blinded the mind to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death. What is death? Sin is death. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, that it's high time that people look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, because we're running out of time. I tell you, we're closer now than we was yesterday at this time. We'll be closer in the morning if we hear than we are now. Brother, let me tell you something. The end is coming. Jesus taught it. Jesus, the prophets taught it. The wise men, the men of the Bible, anybody who had knowledge of God and knowledge of the Bible has told you this from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. Hit them knees. Get right with God.
Yes.
Let me read another verse right here. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, if any is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's a gift
Amen.
Of God.
Amen, brother.
Glory, glory.
I praise Amen. God for it. Hallelujah. You know, we can all come to him and receive that gift. I'd like for us to pray for them that's out there that's in the world that's lost, don't know the way to the Lord. I'd like for us to have a word of prayer here. We've got just about 4 minutes before we be going off. I'd like for us to pray for them and just pray that God will stir their hearts, stir their minds, and cause them to think about where they're going to spend eternity and what they're going to do. You know, I tell you what, it's time that they come to the altar. It's time that they come to the cross and ask God to come in. So, you brothers, why don't you just go ahead and lead us in prayer there.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, God, reach down that ever-loving hand one more time and wipe the blindness from the eyes of people, God. Let them look unto you, Father. The only way we can see you is through the blood of our Lord, Master, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, Father. God, open their eyes, open their hearts, God, open their mind, Father. Let them see, Father, where they're headed, where they're going, Father. Let them have a glimpse of destruction, Father, if it takes it to keep their eyes on Jesus. Father, we ask you this in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you for somebody today has decided to go upwards. And Father, we demand that no demon, no ancestry demons, no generation curses will keep anyone back. We decree even now that they begin to sense, as they open up their heart, begin to sense the power of salvation working in them, giving them what they didn't have before, joy unspeakable, love without measure. Father, thank you for the truth that has just entered their life and they're loving it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Father, Lord Jesus, we just praise you for this service tonight. God, we praise you, Lord, because we know that you're going to reach down. Save that soul, God, that's so close to hell. Lord, that's a dying, Father, without any hopes. Lord, we're just asking you, God, to just touch them. Lord, that you will stir their hearts, and God, that you will stir the gifts, God, that you placed upon them, Father. Lord, that they will get repentance in their life, Father, and that they will want to serve you. And Lord, we just worship you, God, in spirit and truth. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you'll meet every need. God, meet the needs of the ministries, Father, that are in a length of time. Father, just meet every need that the ministers have, Father. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We praise you, Father. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Victor, do you want to give us a word there about your problems that you have and the times that you're on?
Yes, brothers and sisters around the world. This is Apostle Victor Eberson of Hour of Celebration talk show that is aired every Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can call in with a call-in number of 646-478-5813, 646-478-5813, to go and connect with the link at www.blogtalkradio.com/HOCB radio. We thank God for you and those of you who want to invite us for speaking engagement. We're turning ourselves loose because we've not traveled for quite some time, but I'm just saying, God, as the year comes around, let's go. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God, for letting me come on your show.
Thank you too, brother. God bless you. This is a blessing.
Amen.
We really appreciate you and Brother Bobby coming on and being with us. And, you know, it's always a pleasure just to have the man of God to come on and discuss the Word of God and minister to the people out there that they might, you know, somebody get something out of it. Because I've read where it said that His Word wouldn't return revoid, but it comes what it's sent forth to do. So, you know, I believe He sent His Word out there. And it's going to come for something.
Amen.
I praise God for it. So, Brother Bobby, I appreciate you coming on being with us tonight. And,
it was a pleasure, brother.
God bless you, man Bobby. Good to be with you again.
God bless you too, brother. May God go with you and never step you make, brother.
Amen.
It is.
We'll do this again next week. Lord's willing, nothing don't happen if he tarries this coming. We appreciate you. Love you, the Lord.
Yes, we love you too.
Thank you, brother.
And have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Good night, brother.
Okay.